Taking effect Monday, the sanction is part of an amendment outlawing both vaping and offshore oil drilling. The Florida Constitution Revision Commission voted to place Amendment 9 on last November's ballot. Voter approval statewide was 69%, 68% in Escambia County, 62% in Santa Rosa, and 67% in Okaloosa County.
Back in 2003, Florida voters overwhelmingly supported an amendment at that time to expand the Florida Clean Indoor Air Act in the workplaces that it covered.
Laura Corbin is with Tobacco Free Florida.
So I think that it just really speaks to the public support for health measures like this and protecting people from exposure to cigarette smoke and now e-aerosol as well.
In light of the surge in vaping among Florida's youth, the new ban, Corbin says, is big.
In both protecting Floridians from exposure to the secondhand aerosol that e-cigarettes release. And then we also know that e-cigarette use in public spaces and indoors can renormalize smoking and reverse the steady declines that we've made in youth cigarette smoking.
E-cigarette manufacturers claim that their products are intended for adults only. But Corbin says skyrocketing numbers of underage vapers tell a different story.
In fact, 25% of Florida high school students report vaping compared to just 4% of adults. And we know that youth who use these products are at greater risk of trying traditional tobacco products. So we have a lot at stake.
As with a tobacco ban, the new one still allows vaping in private residences and places such as standalone bars, designated hotel rooms, and retail vape shops. On the other side of the fence, vaping proponents argue that vaping helps people get off cigarettes.
There is a difference between e-vapor products and nicotine products, combustible cigarettes. There is no question that there are two different categories of products.
Josh Unger is owner of Von Vape in Sarasota. He spoke before the Senate Innovation, Industry, and Technology Committee in February.
Our business is helping people quit smoking or helping people get off cigarettes. I personally have witnessed hundreds of people in hundreds of stores in the state transition from smoking to vaping and then to not vaping.
Unger conceded that nicotine is in many of the products he sells, roughly 30% of the inventory, but it's not directly derived from tobacco. Vaping products, he adds, are not burned, but rather heated until they become an aerosol mist.
Since vaping was introduced, smokers have seen the levels of smoking decrease from almost 30% to the current level of the low to mid-teens. The people of Florida voted for the Amendment 9, and the amendment should be passed as a clean document specifically to add vapor products to the Clean Indoor Air Act.
The FDA has not deemed them a cessation device. They are not an approved method of cessation.
One new challenge facing anti-smoking and anti-vaping groups, says Tobacco-Free Florida's Laura Corbin, is that tobacco companies are now switching tactics to push vaping rather than traditional cigarettes.
Juul, which is the most popular brand of e-cigarettes among youth, comes in a very sleek design that looks like a USB drive. It's also a reminder that the industry is really looking to youth to be their next replacement smoker.
One of Tobacco-Free Florida's weapons against higher smoking rates among youth has been peer pressure. Corbin says the same principle also applies to knocking down vaping rates.
And one of the messages that they remind their peers is that the tobacco industry and the vape industry now as well invest a tremendous amount of money in marketing their products to make them appealing to youth.
Individuals violating the ban on vaping can face a maximum civil penalty of $25, 50 hours of community service, and completion of a school-approved anti-tobacco alternative to suspension program. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.